Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Kicking It with Six Eyes, ATL and the crew. We are here tonight getting ready to get this show started, so let's get it on. Welcome, Six. Welcome, all.
What's up, America? How y'all doing?
We're all great. All great. All great.
Good, good, good. Going to have a great show as always. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617. I want to say hello to all of America. Hello to the world. Surrounding the city and states, faraway countries, you're tuned into the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking in with Six Eyes and the crew. Tonight we introduce our newest entertainment lady, the Tot, News with Tot, Entertainment News. All things entertainment news, so that's coming up later on in the show. But first, let's see what's going on with our national news. What's going on in the world? Let's know what's going on.
March 23, 2024, 9 p.m. EDT. Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The death toll from a mass shooting at a concert hall on the outskirts of Moscow last night has risen to at least 133 people. As NPR's Brian Mann reports, ISIS-K, the group claiming responsibility for the attack, has long viewed Russia as a target.
ISIS-K emerged in Afghanistan and Pakistan 10 years ago as an even more violent jihadist group, often clashing with rivals in Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Experts say ISIS-K carried out the deadly attack on the Kabul airport in 2021 that killed 13 U.S. service members and orchestrated a suicide bombing in Iran earlier this year that killed more than 90 people. Daniel Byman, who studies ISIS at Georgetown University, says ISIS-K has been expanding its reach, including a focus on Russia.
Hostility towards Russia is deeply ingrained in the jihadist movement, and in general sees Russia as one of its top foes.
U.S. officials say they warned Iran and Russia about possible ISIS-K attacks. Experts say the group also plotted attacks in Europe that were foiled by intelligence agencies. Ian Mann, NPR News.
President Biden signed the $1.2 trillion spending bill into law today, funding the federal government through the rest of the fiscal year, which ends September 30th. It's the second such spending bill passed this month. NPR's Ron Elving has more on what's in it.
This particular package combines the last six of the appropriations bills and completes the annual process for all federal spending that Congress has any control over. Now, this last package is about 70% for defense, so there's most of your $1.2 trillion right there. There's also additional money for Homeland Security, not as much as many would like, but as we've seen, there are some in Congress who are resisting spending more money on the border between now and the November election.
NPR's Ron Elving reporting. Six former Mississippi police officers who pleaded guilty to torturing and beating two black men in 2023 and then trying to cover it up were sentenced this week. As Mississippi Public Broadcasting's Michael McEwen reports, locals are calling for further scrutiny into police officials in the area.
Among the last to be sentenced in the case was former chief investigator of the Rankin County Sheriff's Department, Brett McAlpin, who got 27 years. In court, victims Eddie Parker and Michael Jenkins said McAlpin reminded them of a mob boss, appearing to lead and instruct a group of officers during the attack. Attorney Malik Shabazz says now that sentencing has concluded, the Rankin County Board of Supervisors should fire the current sheriff, Brian Bailey.
Don't force the United States Justice Department to lock Brian Bailey up or to take your department or to keep you at the top of the news. Remove Brian Bailey.
The officers who took place in the attack are all white. For NPR News, I'm Michael McEwen in Jackson, Mississippi.
And you're listening to NPR News in Washington.
All right, thank you. Now, what's going on in the world?
Presidential elections tomorrow. It's expected to be a tightly fought vote amid years of rising tensions in the coastal West African country that's widely been seen as a stable democracy in a troubled region. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu has more.
7 million people are registered to vote in the election to decide President Macky Sall's successor, a vote that almost didn't happen. The election was initially scheduled for late February, but President Sall postponed it just weeks before, extending his stay in power by close to a year. That move sparked massive protests and a constitutional crisis. Sal blamed the removal.
All right, now we know what's going on in the world. And you're enjoying the 6 Hours Radio Network. So let's check in with the mentals. How's everybody doing? How's everybody's mental for this Saturday evening? Start with the ladies.
All right. Queen Nye here. My mental is a 9. I'm all good. I'm all good. Crown is sitting just right. 2 thumbs up.
All right.
And
we don't do numbers over
several, here. I'm sorry. We have several other callers who have not pressed the 1, but if you are interested in speaking, please press the number 1 and we will get your mic open. All right. Thank you.
All right. All right. Well, thumbs up for me. Thumbs up. Feeling great. And trumpet, 2 paws up for trumpet. So everything is good.
All right. We have not. Well,
2 thumbs up. 2 thumbs up for me. Feeling great. Thanking the Lord for another day.
Amen. Amen. And who's this?
Oh, my goodness.
Is that Pastor Bonnie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey. How you doing? Hey, when we bring the pastor out, we doing something. We get the pastor. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just another one of God's creatures that's been blessed to dial this wonderful call line. To join y'all for a few minutes, just to, I was listening to the show from last week.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for the iHeartRadio app that allows you to go back and listen to the program. And
yes,
how you were observing the Women's Month. And
yes,
I wanted to pick on you, but then there was a serious moment prior to all of that as we was reflecting on the passing of Evangelist Clayton. I think it was nephew. Amen.
Yeah.
And connecting on that. And one of the beautiful things about it is the Bible tells us is, it says that the wages of sin is death. Amen. And we know that all of us, at one point or another, God delays coming, we all going to have to face death. And the way we face death, we, especially us that's well past the age of 12, that know right from wrong, we face death in sin. And if it was not for Jesus, we will all have to pay that price. But that little innocent child, 7 years old, knew no sin. And the grace of God is he paid a debt. Amen. He was able to stand before God as a young child, being raised now by the angels to bask in the glory of God's presence. And so that's a comfort to everyone that loses a child at a young age. That child was still innocent in the eyes of God and now is the property of the kingdom of God and the membership of God. I mean, so that child gets to something that we got to wait for. That child gets to enjoy life in total bliss. Amen. That child don't have to suffer ridicule. That child don't have to suffer hunger or any other sickness. They get to enjoy the afterlife plan now. And so anybody that's going through any type of lost loved ones through death, be it special children, that's a hard one for anyone to deal with because they always have the question, why, Lord? And it's really simple. We belong to him. And whenever he was ready for us to come home, he's ready for us to come home. And so we have to cherish life while we have the opportunity to cherish it, no matter how small it is. I heard Queen Nice talking about her sister having given birth to a child that was dead, what they call a stillborn birth. My sister, my baby sister, had to do that with twins. And again, these lives are still precious in the sight of God. I love it when Jesus said, when they were trying to stop the children from coming to him, he said, "Forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven." So we are comforted to know that our children that die at a young age, while they're still in their innocence, and that's why we shouldn't teach our children nasty stuff. We shouldn't teach our children to do bad things. And we shouldn't teach our children to do stuff that grown folks do at night behind closed doors. Amen, somebody. We teach them right from wrong because they're innocent. And their innocence do not need to be polluted by our foolishness. Amen. And so, because they are precious in the sight of God. I'm done. Thank you. God bless.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Pastor. Oh, I'm sorry, the word was incomplete.
All right. And then we lose him. He'll be right back, though. 773, would you like to speak?
I just want to say hi to all of you. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
All right. Well, we're glad that you joined us tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anyone else who wanted to give their mental?
No.
All right, all right. Hello, Mary. How you doing? All right. How you doing this evening?
Okay, I'm
all right. All right. All right. Glad to hear it.
Oh, that's a lot, please, maybe, or Godfather.
Yes. One of the two.
Welcome to the 6 Hours Radio Network, kicking in with 6 Hours and the crew. Who's this?
Hello.
There he is. How you doing, my co-host? How you doing, sir?
Doing fine. I'm blessed.
All right, all right.
Amen. So glad to hear your voice.
Glad to hear your voice, too. I'm
listening
out to some. I'm listening out to some talent supporter. And I'm glad to be here on the show, to hear the rest of the show. And my mental is about a 7.5. And I appreciate you all for what you're doing. And I thank you for, being a blessing to everyone. Mm-hmm. And I thank God for my wife. And y'all be blessed. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
Hello,
you,
everyone.
Elder Leslie.
Okay, she heard it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Yes.
And remember.
Go ahead.
And remember, you close out the show. So that's the newest thing. My newest co-host, you close out the show. You get the last word.
Sounds
that I'm
good.
Complete.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Yes, we can hear you.
Good evening. How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
Wonderful. That's good. This is Cindy Lockley from Tallahassee, Florida, and I'm the wife of Leslie Lockley, and my mental status is 8.5, which is good for me. It's been a busy week as usual, but thank God he helped me make it through. And we just got to remember that Jesus is our rock, and we can always go to him and talk to him any time of the day and anywhere. And I thank God for that, and to God be the glory. And we know that we serve Almighty God, and we need to remember not to lean to our own understanding but to his ways. And we have to ask God for help each and every day of our life. So I thank God he helped me through another day. And I'm complete.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
It's always a joy to hear you, the Lockleys, on the line. So thank you guys for always being faithful and calling in. And thank
you
for
the family. The Lockleys are family.
God bless me.
Yes.
All right.
Amen. So everybody's mental is doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for those who don't live in Florida and have an 80-plus degree weather, we here in Ohio, it's blustery code. So please make sure you call and check in on the elderly. Make sure they're doing okay. Make sure they have, you know, adequate water, juice, anything they need. Make a run and make sure they have what they need. Because we have been having all kinds of weather here. But it is spring is here, so they tell us. But, you know, God has a sense of humor, so he might give you all four seasons in one day. Yesterday it was raining and hailing.
Yeah, yesterday we got 4 inches of snow.
Yeah, we did get some snow.
Oh, my goodness, no.
Yeah, that's something y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all know nothing about that. Yeah. But I'm glad to have you all hanging out tonight, Six Eyes in the crew. And we have our newest member. We want to welcome Tot, News with Tot. She's going to be doing all our entertainment news. So when you're ready, Tot, just press the 1, and we'll go from there. Once again, hello to everybody on the phone lines. Everybody around the world, we do appreciate you.
Amen.
Amen.
And got to say happy birthday to Ernest T. He had a show, the Ernest T. Takeover. So happy birthday to Ernest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Happy birthday, Ernest.
Happy birthday, Ernest. Mr.
Happy
Ernest.
Birthday.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to get into before, I guess we had to wait for her to come back. I think her number was the 803 number.
Don't have the number memorized, so I'm not sure. Tatiana, if you're on the line, press the 1.
Okay. No one else has pressed the 1, so
okay.
I know that person has their hand up, but then their call dropped, so they haven't returned. So in the meantime, let's continue with the show. And what else did you want to get into this evening?
Well, first off, if you have not done so already and you're on Facebook, join the hottest group, the Six Eyes Radio Network group. Don't waste another moment. Go over there and join. Everybody on the phone lines, your family, your friends, your cat, your dog, your bird, join the Six Eyes Radio Network group. You'll be in great company. Great things on that page. So make sure you join that page before you go to sleep. Join it right now. You got a smartphone. You can multitask. And everybody around the world, join the Six Eyes Radio Network group page if you're on Facebook. And we have the lovely Pirelli up there.
Yes. Definitely.
Yes. What's Pirelli doing? Is he woke?
Yes, he woke.
Okay. Well, hello, Pirelli. Amen. So anybody got any requests, anything they want to hear?
Well, we have 707.
For real? Oh, yeah, he won't. Oh, no, he's not. He's sleeping.
You said 707? Hello, is this Todd?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Welcome. Everybody, okay. I want to introduce you all to Tatiana. She will be doing the entertainment news. Her segment is News, Entertainment News with the Tot. So how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay. How's everybody doing?
Doing all right.
Okay. I have to say that I don't personally keep up with entertainment news, so this is new for me. Something that's saturated that I notice is the story on Kate Middleton and her cancer diagnosis. And that's pretty much everywhere. But one thing in music, Usher celebrates his 20th anniversary of Masterpiece Confessions, thanking fans for rocking with me through every lyric. The iconic R&B singer, 45, released his album Confessions 20 years ago on Saturday and is making the occasion by thanking his fans for their ongoing support, alongside a compilation of the music. Huh?
We didn't say anything.
Oh, alongside a compilation of the music videos for some of the album's iconic tracks, Usher wrote, 20 years ago today, we dropped the iconic Confessions album, which is now 14 times platinum, making it the highest RIAA certified album by a male soloist released this century, continued Usher, who recently headlined the 2024 Super Bowl halftime show in February. The love and support from my day one has been nothing short of incredible. Thank you for rocking with me through every lyric, every beat, and every confession. Thank you to each and every important collaborator that was a part of this very special project that helped me mold and shape my career as an artist. Without you, Confessions wouldn't be the masterpiece that it is. I'm sorry. I don't want to mess up the
show.
You're doing great. Okay. In sports, Travis Kelce poses with two young Taylor Swift fans during a visit to his home state of Ohio. So that's where you are. Travis Kelce is spreading joy to young Swifties in his home state. A proud grandmother posted a picture of on X, formerly Twitter, of the Kansas City Chiefs tight end 34 posing with her two granddaughters in a Cleveland area restaurant in Ohio on Saturday. My two older granddaughters, who happen to be Swifties, got to meet this guy today when he randomly walked into the Valley View. Yours truly for lunch, the woman wrote in her tweet. They were thrilled, said you couldn't be nicer, at T. Kelce. Welcome back to Cleveland.
Let's see. What else? Okay, in theater, Tammy Faye heads to Broadway, Elton John and Jake Shears' Divine musical to debut this fall. Jennifer Hudson joins the production team of Broadway Bound Smash musical, I'm So Excited. Sufjan Stevens' acclaimed album coming to the stage in new Broadway musical Illinois. In movies, Andy Cohen reflects on the loss of Natasha Richardson 15 years after her death. We all miss her in TV. Meryl Streep and Martin Short surprise Broadway cast of Merrily We Roll Along following Romance Denial. In music, Ben Platt releases vulnerable new single, Andrew, accompanied by heart-wrenching music video. In theater, The Outsiders musical vows to stay gold with glowing song from new Broadway musical, Watch. It's an exclusive. In theater, Sarah Jessica Parker and Nicole Scherzinger score nominations for England's 2024 Olivier Awards. In music, who is Sarah Bareilles' fiance? All About Joe Tippett. In movies, Wicked co-stars Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo present together at Oscars 2024. In theater, RuPaul's Drag Race winner Jimbo wants to push expectations with her Wild Circus World Tour. That's an exclusive. In theater, Jessica Lange, Jim Parsons, and Celia Keenan-Bolger make a move in Broadway's Mother Play, which is an exclusive. In TV, Amber Riley says Glee was like theater boot camp and will always be a fond memory. In TV, Bowen Yang teases special new season of Hot White Heist, Crazy Journey, Making Wicked, and more. In theater, Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal to star in Shakespeare's Othello on Broadway. Again in theater, Annie DeFranco says her challenging Broadway debut in Hadestown is everything I'd hoped for. In theater, Roots actor Dorian Harewood on his color-conscious role in Broadway's The Notebook, the musical. In theater, The Summer I Turned Pretty, Lola Tongues feels imposter syndrome in her Hadestown Broadway debut. In movies, Billy Porter announced the death of loving mother Clorinda. We are heartbroken. In theater, actress Linda Gravett, dead at 77, I loved you in every way, mourns Viola Davis. RuPaul's Drag Race champion Jinx Monsoon to play Audrey in off-Broadway Little Shop of Horrors. In books, here are all of the Broadway musicals based on books playing this spring. Theater, Jeremy Jordan and Ava Noblezada bring The Great Gatsby to Broadway in all its glamour and glory. In music, Joy Fatone recalls being out of a job after an NSYNC split and trying Broadway. I may suck, but let's find out. Movies, Ben Platt and Noah Galvin's relationship timeline. In theater, Bradley Cooper, Pedro Pascal, and more stars flocking to see Sarah Paulson in Broadway's Appropriate. In music, Barbara Streisand's life. In photos, in movies, Zendaya makes a $100,000 donation to Bay Area Theater, where she got her start. In books, Gilmore Girls and A Chorus Line star Kelly Bishop to publish memoir. In theater, Vanessa Williams to star as Miranda Priestley in the Devil Wears Prada musical adaptation in London. That's all. Time Daily is on the mend to a full recovery after hospitalization, says Doubt director. In books, the biggest bombshells from Philip Gefter's new book about the making of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. In movies, who is Beanie Feldstein's wife? All about Bonnie Chance Roberts. And in theater, see Eddie Redmayne and Gail Rankin in first rehearsal photos for Broadway's Cabaret Revival. I found all of this on people.com.
All right. And thank you. That was the news, entertainment news with the Tot, Tatiana. Thank you. That's All Thing Entertainment News with the Tot. Thank you. Great job. Everybody?
Thanks.
Yes. Give her a round of applause.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, great
You're
job.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. So you can look to hear her every Saturday, Entertainment News with the Tot, only on the 6 Hours Radio Network.
All right.
So how's your mental, Tatiana? How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm at about a 9. I'm doing pretty good in spite of recovering from an epileptic seizure that busted my mouth pretty good. I'm doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you are definitely a trooper.
Asking.
Yes, yes. You're definitely a trooper. So you're going to do great. You're doing great.
Thanks.
Yes. Excellent, excellent. So the question for tonight, it is the third month of the year, March 23rd, 2024. What is the most, what's the highlight of your 2024 so far, and what's been your biggest accomplishment? That's for the panel tonight.
Okay, well... Is there anyone who would like to start this off? Any females?
What was the question again?
The question was, it's the third month of the year, 2024. What has been your biggest accomplishments thus far, and how is your 2024 going?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I can go first if you need a minute to think. Is that okay?
Okay, we only got 2 hours. Go ahead.
All right, I'll go ahead and go. I would say my biggest accomplishment is more weight loss and just being positive. My weight loss and my accomplishments with moving toward hopefully me being able to walk again. I had some good news from the doctor recently, and I'm going to be working towards that goal. So I guess that's my biggest accomplishment thus far. And I'm just thankful. Just thankful that you know, things are progressing.
Okay, excellent. All right. Anyone else? Ms. Lockley?
I'm still thinking. I think one of my biggest accomplishments is come up with new ideas to improve things and to reorganize things to make them better.
Yes.
And, yeah. And so I need to tell you what I want for looking for this year.
Sure. Yes, yes.
Let's see. Thinking to learn more to accomplish more, to be a better speaker.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is all obtainable, and you're not doing so good, so bad speaking right now. You're doing quite well.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
Yes. Yes. All right. Any other females? Okay.
Well, I guess it's the man's turn.
Yeah.
My greatest accomplishment is that I'm still married to Lady Bonnie for 28 years. So, because we got married on the first New Year's Eve. So, I mean, New Year's Day. And so, my accomplishment is I made it another year without her kicking me out. Amen.
Amen.
We highlight the women, you know. Thank God there's another year of holy bliss. Amen. But thank God I'm still recuperating from my injury that I had in June. I'm getting stronger, so that's good. And then my other greatest accomplishment is I'm still part of the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Amen.
They haven't treated me in another preacher yet. So I think I'm doing pretty well. Amen.
Absolutely.
I'm still in the mix. Amen. So
absolutely.
I think things are going well. I'm just looking forward to more and greater things to come. And so with that, I am complete.
Amen.
Have a good
day.
Amen.
Okay.
Well, 2024 is faring well for me. 2024 is full of possibilities, so we still got a long ways to go. One thing I like to accomplish is bowling a 300 or close to it. You can join me on the lanes every Sunday. 6218 Yorktown at Yorktown Lanes. If you want to bowl with me, you can meet me up there, buy me some pizza, or I'll buy you some pizza and a pop, and you can have pizza with Six Eyes and bowl with Six Eyes. Now, it doesn't get no better than that. That's every Sunday, 6218 Yorktown Lanes. Just ask for Rich. So that's one of my things I want to accomplish. A 300 or close to it on the lanes. I have my ball. I have a 14-pound. What is the name of that ball? It's a. It's not a dot. It's a.
Brunswick.
Oh.
Huh.
It's not a Brunswick, is it?
Not a Brunswick. Is it a Brunswick? Oh, my God. It's a nice ball. I know that. I can't think of the manufacturer. It might be a Brunswick. I'm not sure. So,
well, Brunswick is the most popular one.
Okay. Well, I know I paid a nice penny for it. I know that. It's a nice ball.
That would be a Brunswick. Unless you
sell
some real good money and you got your Cobra like I have.
That's something to look forward to, amen.
I had a Bronco and a Cobra.
Okay.
And he's got a Samsung.
Hey, well, now don't ruin it. We're having a good show. Don't ruin it.
I Absolutely. That's another good thing in 2024, that my same old Note 20 Ultra is still kicking it in 2024.
You know, one thing they say about radio, don't ruin it. You know, don't ruin it. You know, Team Apple. Yeah, but that's it. Apple's doing quite well right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm kind of fond of my purple.
They can't help but to do well since they're using Samsung screens for their screens. They can't help but to do well.
Oh, wow. Well, look to me, we're going to have another phone battle on the phone, on the next Motivational Monday. We're going to have a phone shootout.
Oh, my
Hear the clarity.
Correction, sir. That will be a phone massacre.
Well, don't be so hard on yourself. You know, you being a preacher, you can pray your phone back to health. You know, you can make your phone hear again.
You
can
already understand that no weapon formed shall be able to prosper.
Okay. Wow.
Wow. Oh, even though the Bible does not say that forbidden fruit was an apple, all we could say is all it took was one bite to stop the whole show.
Wow. Good night, America.
Oh, my.
Hey. I didn't start this. All I know is I got punched in the process. I came up in the hood, so I know the fight back. That's all I know.
Good night, America. We'll see you next Saturday.
Mama told me don't go start no fight, but if you end one.
All right, I'm waving a white flag. I'm waving a white flag.
Wow. All right. 256, your mic is open.
Good afternoon. Praise the Lord. How are you all?
Good afternoon. Clayton, how are you doing?
Praise the Lord. I am grateful. Good to hear you all.
Amen. Good to hear you as well. How's your mental this evening?
I give honor to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm closed in my right mind, so I have nothing to complain about. I tell Him thank you. I give Him a 10 thumb up.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
So it looks like me and you, Mary, are the only iPhone users on here, but that's all right.
That's right.
Yeah, I like my purple.
I am an Android.
You're still all right with me.
That's right. I love my
purple.
You know, there's someone for everyone, so, you know. Be confident.
And the Pro Max is for me.
If you have an iPhone, call in right now. Call in right now, 424-243-9617. Right now, hurry.
You are outnumbered.
This is for our
tonight,
iPhone
sir.
Users. This is for our iPhone users. We'll be right back after this song.
Like, be careful, Ted's an iPhone user.
Pastor Barnett is an Android user. Pastor Barnett,
yes.
Raise your hand.
Amen. Oh, there's no doubt about it. I've been talking, we're going to tell the whole truth, I've been talking bad about Apple forever.
We'll be right back after this song. This is for our Apple users. We'll be right back.
You know, they say some people are haters. I'm a proud Apple hater.
Well, Pastor Connie, this song is for you.
Listen.
We
only supposed to be telling you to hate sin. Well, I'm just letting you know hate sin and I hate Apple. No. I take that back. I like Apple. I like Granny Smith Apple. I like Golden Delicious Apple.
Wow.
I like Dutch Apple Pie. I like Church's Chicken Apple Pie. Every now and then I get McDonald's Apple Pie.
Let me get Tim Cook on the line. Hold on. Let me get Tim Cook on the line.
Well, Pastor Bernie, I like apple dumpling now. I like apple dumpling.
There you go.
All right, everybody. I got Tim Cook on the line. I got Tim Cook on the line.
You got some good stuff with Apple. You know, we thank God for Apple. We thank God.
Sir.
They told us an apple a day keep the doctors away.
That's what
I just want to know why. I just want to know why so many iPhone users are in the ER. But I don't understand.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Tim Cook. Tim Cook, CEO of Apple. CEO of Apple. Thank you, Six Eyes, for having me on here. Thank you, Mary and Six Eyes, for being Apple users. Now, this is Mr. Tim Cook, CEO of Apple. Anybody got anything they want to say to me?
I'll take a free Apple 15. Which is it?
We're currently on 15.
14.
We're on 15. Who's that?
They
on
15. That's supposed to be made with the titanium frame.
That's right.
Yeah.
Titanium. You can run this phone over with a car and it still works.
I have a question about your titanium. Is it titanium through and through, or is it just dipped in titanium?
They used to sell gold
watches and gold chain, but we found out it was just dipped in. It was laid.
Okay,
they had the gold laid on some cheap stuff. So if people buy the Apple phone, will their hands turn green later on?
Well, I tell you, absolutely not.
Because y'all have so many different people that support y'all with these covers. So I guess you won't get the green hands.
But if you don't put it in the cover,
I guess you might, you know.
Well, the one thing about it, look at our sales versus Samson, and we don't have to say anything else. Six Eyes, you rock. Anybody wants an iPhone?
Six Eyes is awesome, but Apple is still using the screen on all of their devices from Samsung.
The
reason why y'all are still in the top tier is because y'all had to borrow it or really pay the top tier to stay in the top. You know, that's like the rich keep, you know. Yeah. The rich, they stretch one another back, you know. That's what they do. Yeah. Keep up the good work. Yeah, Apple.
Well, thank you, Pastor Bonnet. I'll be on the line for church tomorrow. Well, thank you, Mr. Cook. Thank you.
Mr. Cook, are you kin to Sam Cook? I just want to know.
All right, Timothy Cook.
Timothy Bartholomew Cook.
Yeah, but are you any kin to Sam Cook? You know, he's an entertainer.
I know who he is. So, brother, yes, I love his music.
I'm just trying to figure out how far the apple fell from the tree.
Amen.
Ladies and gents, we usually have this iPhone, Samsung, Android battle couple of times a year, so. So Six, did you get the insurance on your phone when you bought it?
$12, but you're going to waive that fee, right, Mr. Cook? Or you bet your six eyes we're going to waive that fee, so you don't have to worry about that. Your phone is covered. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's just for 1 month. They charge you that each month.
So would you be
all
willing
right.
to let me run over your phone as an accident just to see if it really falls through?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I'm going to throw it against the wall and see what happens. Hold on, y'all.
Hey, trumpet. Scratch that screen and see. Scratch the back of it. See if the glass really holds up. Trumpet. Do you hear me, trumpet? Yeah, scratch it. Scratch it twice.
Hey, Tipper, let's see how smudge resistant these Samson is. Tipper, I want you to I can't say that.
That was funny.
But one thing I can say today that I actually was able to get the collar on Trumpet. But I had to trick him. I had to give him some treats. I'm praying that it stays on. Is it still on, Charles?
Is it just the
nope.
Really? Is it just the regular caller?
Yeah, is it the bell? Because Charles never knows where he is, and he likes to get in front of Charles' feet while he's trying to walk, or he'll fall over in front of his feet and trip him up.
That's why I told Trump to scratch that apple phone, because I know he'll do it.
Or Trump sneaks out the house, the apartment, when Charles tries to go out, so and he never knows if he's in or out. So I was able to get the collar on him today without him getting it off.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, because I've been calling him Houdini. Every time I got it on him, he go around the corner and it's off. But today, we had success.
What about Baby Diamond? How's she doing?
She's fine. She's up here with me. She lets me change her collar with no problem every day. So she has on a light blue collar today.
Oh, she's a no so pretty.
Yeah, she a princess like queen, so, you know, she a princess, but, you know, she believe in dress up.
Okay, all right. And that's the wrong with that. Miss Queen, have you ever had an iPhone?
No, I just helped Six with his. I've always been an Android girl, and I love gadgets. Me and Pastor Bonnie usually keeps up with the Samsungs, and I've been looking at the Samsung S24 Ultra. I think that's going to be my new one, unless I wait towards the end of the year and I wait for the new one to come out.
Okay, that's the one.
But I have the S21, and it's still working fine. I just like the pen.
The
you know. that 24 is the exact same size as the Note 20.
Mm-hmm. It is?
Believe it or not.
Wow.
It may be a slight difference in some of the dimensions, but it's the if you held them up, you won't notice at first.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you'll have to know.
What's the difference between the iPhones and the Android? What's the real difference? I know the iPhone
is
more expensive.
The Android is, well, when it comes down to Apple, when it comes down to Android, Windows, and OSI is the platform in which the computers, the smartphones themselves work off of. So it's just like having a Windows computer at your home or an Apple computer or it's the operating system that is the question. And so I enjoyed Windows, and it kind of bumped the head. Android came out. You know, when Android came out, they swept the market because, for the most part, Android phones, any brand of them, especially Samsung, you can customize the look of it. Apple came in, and as wonderful as it was when it came in, you couldn't personalize. And then the application, when we say app, we mean application. The applications that gave you certain functions on the phone, or the games that were on the phone, Apple charged you to be on their platform. They charged the gaming system so you pay for more of their services to have it on your phone than Android or Windows. Android provides most of its operating system for free. Because their sponsors only add certain commercials to the product. And if you don't want the commercial, then you can buy the product outright. And then you don't have to deal with the commercial. But for the most part, many people don't know what they want or what they do want or what they don't. And so it is a good way to experiment on things that you would like to have without having to pay for them and regret the charge.
Okay. Yes, sir.
And
okay.
So it's cost efficient to have an Android. And the difference is Samsung has what they call a flagship line, and then they have a lower baseline. So you can still have the same great qualities of Samsung products without all the what they call flagship or top tier qualities. One of the top tier qualities in phones today is to be waterproof. Especially for people that down south that love to go swimming and the beach. You know, you always had to have this love. Years ago, you had to put it in a case and fill it up. Have that around your neck if you want to have your phone on, you know, pool side or have it, because people was messing their phones up. And so now, since the phone's made so you can't open them, you can get them now waterproof with a certain resistance to them. So, and then they are more durable, something that Apple phones and Samsung advertise or used to advertise a lot.
There's trouble.
Durability. So when you talk about spending, I mean, you think about it. Televisions used to be real expensive. But here recently, since the pandemic, the television costs have dropped significantly. But phone prices are higher. My phone costs more than my TV. Matter of fact, for what I paid for the TV in my front room and my dining room, I still have enough money to go buy another TV to pay for what it cost me for my notes. Same thing with Apple, because they do the market.
Hold on for a second. Somebody's tap dancing. Please be mindful. Somebody's tap dancing, and that's a Samsung phone.
No, I'm not sure where that's coming from.
Okay, I hear something going in and out, but that's not me. If you hear something rattling right now while I'm talking, that's because I've been taking out this. I've been bringing in the groceries, and so now I got King and Tipper's dog food bag on my shoulder, right by the. So you may have heard some of that. This is right by my ear.
Yeah.
And
it's coming real clear over this iPhone, real clear, like you're right here with me.
trying to figure out.
That's good, because I want you to have a reach out and touch you moment. I'm glad you were able to hear the crisp quality of the sound transferring off of my shoulder into your ear.
Everybody say hello to Trumpet. He's right here on my left. Say hello to people, Trumpet.
I told you that Trumpet knew music right there. The Sampson song coming. That's his entry song. Y'all remind me. Whenever Trumpet come in, Matter of fact, I need to go download it so I can play it every time Trump will come in. Every time Trump will come in, we're gonna play Sampson.
Here we go.
I'm gonna say this trumpet, don't you ever forget it, right? Yeah, you know. The trumpet. Eat the trumpet. That won't stay dead. He's the cat that won't let you put a bell on him, cause he knows he's gonna sneak up on you. I'm telling you, here come my lyrics for you and everything.
You're enjoying Kicking It with Six Eyes and the Crew here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
So does he still have the collar on?
Uh,
asking you this because he still have a collar on.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
So he's not Houdini today.
He's doing all right.
So far.
He's all right today. Well, family, I'm in the kitchen, coming in from doing some other things. Love all of you. Look forward to seeing you all tomorrow. Those of you that are able. We're still in stewardship, but I think I may talk about the last seven sayings of Christ on the cross. Let me talk about that. Do anybody know the last seven words of Christ on the cross? And the last seven words are not seven literal words, but seven actual sayings or statements that he made while on the cross. And it is important if we head toward Resurrection Sunday. Next Sunday will be Resurrection Sunday, the time in which we as a body of believers remember our Lord getting up. The greatest power of the Christian faith is not that he redeemed us, but he got up out of the grave.
Mm-hmm.
And because he got up, that let you and I know that we also can get up.
Amen.
So that's life after death. Amen. And so the greatest power, the greatest thing, he told us before, on his 40th day, before he ascended, he told us, he said, and now all power is given unto me. Not some power, but all power. He lets us know he not only has power over grace, but he has power over life. And that's our greatest comfort is when life seems uncontrollable or like it's going out of hand, all we got to do is put it in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Told y'all about the chair. Put it on him. Cast your care upon him because he cares. He knows us. Mm-hmm. He knows us inside and out. He knows stuff that we won't tell mm-hmm. nobody about.
Mm-hmm.
He knows stuff that we've been bragging on that ain't true.
Mm-hmm.
He knows us. And because he knows us, he knows how to deal with us, each one of us, one by one, name by name. And he loves us. Just like any good parent that loves their children, you know. Any parents out there, you know your children. You know which one's going to lie to you at a heartbeat. You know, you got to stare at them long enough, they're going to tell everything. you know which one can't keep a secret. Good parents, you know your children. You know your children. You know how they're going to respond. You know who going to, you know, if they say so-and-so did this, you say, not doubt. This one, yeah, not doubt. You know, and God knows us just like that. He knows each one of us. He knows what's going to set us off. He knows what's going to. He knows. He knows just how much we can truly bear. And so let's depend on him for that. That he won't put on us more than we can bear. He loves us in spite of us. You know. He loves the alphabet community just like he loves us. They may not be able to have the same access as we have, but his love for them and anyone that's in the world that's alive, he loves us all the same. And that's the beauty of it. We can't explain it. You know, whether we like it or not, you know, people that we don't like, God still loves. I'm gonna say that again. People we don't like, God
That's
still
right.
loves. You know,
love
because his love is not predicated on our emotions. Because our emotions are jacked up at times. Amen.
You better say
that's
it.
That's what we have to do. That's why we have to do these checks. How's your mental today? Because today your mental might want to kill everybody. We need to know and we need to pray for you. Because that's
but also, Pastor Barnes,
yes.
It lets us know
yes,
that his love is unconditional. Man's
mm-hmm.
love is with a condition. I love you because you got a big house. I love you because you can get me to the next level. I love you
that's
because
right.
you got money in the bank. I love you because you drive a fine car. I love you for what you can do for me. Amen. Not
yes,
that you can do for each other. Condition. Condition. You know. So, that lets us know that we have to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. Because we could cause ourselves a spiritual accident and don't even realize the accident is about to occur ahead of us. I ain't talking about texting and driving. I'm talking about a spiritual accident that you can never come back from. Amen. And it only takes a well-made-up mind that for God that we live and God that we're going to die. You got to love. And for you to bring that up tonight, we definitely got to love those that spitefully use us, says all manner of things about us. Amen. Treat us every kind of way. Talk about us, scandalize us, persecute us. Amen. And do all manners of things. We still got to love them. We still got to love them.
Amen.
In spite of. You know, Mama and them always told us, you feed them from a long hand of spoon. You yet feed them. Don't love me for what I can do for you, but love me because you and I, amen, are a child of the Most High. Only the same one that hung, bled, and died upon that cross. Amen. To God be glory. And it still says, forgive them for they know not what they're doing. You know, in them last seven words, my God, why hath thou forsaken me? You know, so that just simplified to let us know God is still in charge of our life. And we got to love. We got to love on this side in order to enter on the other side. Okay. I'm completed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Clayton. Amen. Evangelist Clayton, there was a word of comfort that I stated earlier. I don't think you were on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And so after the broadcast, you might want to go back and listen or ask one of these other people with a profound memory at a later time to share with you. But I actually got on the line today because of what I heard y'all talk about last week. And as I stated before, my phone says to charge me all the time that I'm doing these programs. So it's an additional charge to me per minute. I'm not fussing about it. But I don't learn to cast all of that on the Lord. But so a lot of times I'm doing this, that, and the other too. So that costs me. And but I have to be on here tonight just to say those few words of comfort, not just to you in the passing of your nephew, but to anyone who had lost a child. It's hard for any parent to lose their children because in the normal mind, I do say normal, in the normal mind, the parent is thinking that the child is always going to outlive them. And so for your child to leave before you, that is something that one has to come to grips with.
Yeah.
And it's not something that's easy for anybody, male or female. So everybody deals with death the way they deal with it. And some people don't deal with it. And that alone sometimes can be a danger because if you constantly keep diverting,
get overtaken.
Certain things.
Yeah.
And, one day, things can overtake you.
That's right.
And when it overtakes you, it can do more damage than you can ever imagine.
Yes.
And so, you know, the one thing about the original Jews, they did have what they call mourning seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And they had where you didn't mourn alone. Certain family members or certain people would come with you and they will mourn with you. They will make sure that you make it through the grieving period. And, you know, to some of us, we may say, you don't take all that. But you don't know
how
you're going to feel.
That's right.
Until it's yours, you know. I'm thankful my mama's still here. God have her. I think I can handle it well. I will hope I can handle it well.
Yes, sir.
I plan to handle it well.
Yes.
But the truth of the matter is I pray.
You don't. Yes.
I handle it well.
Yes.
Because you don't know.
You don't know.
And so you really don't know, because all it takes is for it to happen in the worst imaginable way for you. You know, my mama passing away, being sick, passing away, I might be able to deal with that. But Lord help somebody, they take my mama life. Y'all going to have to find another preacher for a while.
You know, and Pastor Bonnie, it will consume you. It will consume you, you know, and then also, you know, people don't think that broken hearts can take you out. Broken hearts can take you out. Your heart's so broken. You know, you say, well, you know, they ought to be able to, I mean, you don't know. You don't know until it happens to you. And then you're able to tell somebody that it happened to me. But you can't tell nobody. You know, no matter where your faith is at, no matter what your name and your title is, you don't know until it consumes you, the love that you have for your child or your mama, your sister, your brother. You don't know. It will consume you. It will consume you. Yeah. But because of grace and mercy, because of our Father that sits high, that holds us real, real, real tight, hold us real tight, and let us know that He's with us wherever that we are at. He's with us.
Amen. So, one of the things that I said, and I remember this from years ago when my godfather passed, and people still remember my prayer and my word from then. And in the prayer, I told the people this, and I can never forget it, because God gave it to me during that prayer, was, it's okay to cry.
It's okay.
It's okay to cry. Male, female,
it's
young
okay.
and old.
Yeah.
It's okay to cry.
Yeah.
See, sometimes we try to hold back the tears because we think that's appearance for being strong. And to some degree, that is. But understand, your body, as strong as your will may be, your body still has to deal with certain things. And just like a cold can come in unaware, so can that grief. So it's okay to cry. Crying don't make you weak.
Sure does.
Crying help you release all that tension so that you can function again.
Amen.
And your, everybody that got a water heater in your house, there's a tap on the top part of it. It's called a release valve, a burst of release valve. If for whatever reason the thermostat don't stop heating up that water at the set temperature, when it begins to boil, that thing has it has its own thermometer on that plug, just like your heating valve in your car, where if it gets too hot, it begins to open up. And it will automatically open up that valve and let the water overflow because there's too much pressure. Otherwise, what will happen is that tin metal that's holding that water together will begin to bolt to the point where the bolts and everything that holds it together will no longer be able to support that pressure, and it blows up. And that's what happened with us when we don't learn how to release our pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That's why every man need a hobby, and every man need a trade.
That's right.
Amen. Because if you got a trade, you can put your hands on stuff that give you self gratification.
Yeah.
If you have a hobby, you can go and do something that will release that pressure that's in your mind that your wife don't understand, and only your daddy or your brother may understand if they've gone through similar things. But they may not understand. But when you have these things in proper order, they help release the valve of pressure. Too much pressure, it'll bust any pipe. And that's why pipe bombs are dead.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all. I know I'm going now, so the fries.
What you eating?
Thank God for air fry. I'm thankful. I can eat all the fries I want. I ain't got to think about all that saturated fat.
Are you making French fries?
No, I make some French fries. This one is, you know, I like seasoned fries, but this one is the crinkle cut with the seasoned fries on it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'm in Wally World.
Oh, yeah. You're in Wally World. Okay, you got a whole
Wally
World.
Yeah. Wally World is great.
Yeah, but I don't like them seasoned fries, Pastor Barnett, now. Give me some regular crinkle fries, but now give me the thick one, not the thin one. Now I don't like them the thin one. By the time you drop them,
just the crinkle cut, and all. Well, people don't know seasoned fries ain't nothing but some seasoned salt.
Exactly.
And some of them may be double dip. Some of them may be double dip, so it had a little crush to it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know. You want some seasoned fries, just use seasoned salt instead of regular salt. Duh.
No, just give me regular plain fries and let me put some ketchup and marinade on them. I don't need no salt on none of that stuff.
She said ketchup and marinade, not mustard. Not hot sauce. She said mayonnaise. Lord have mercy. She done made her some French dressing for her.
Marinade and the ketchup together. Baby, y'all. Don't knock it till you try it now. Don't knock it till you try it. It's good. Y'all got to try it now. At least try it. Get your five or six and put it in there. You're going to say, wow.
Somebody said, Barry Clayton. When the sisters were fixing my plate that from the church, and we had hot dogs. They said, what you want on your hot dog fries? I said, give me some ketchup, mustard, and some mayonnaise. They said, mayonnaise? I said, y'all got coleslaw? They said, no, I'll put mayonnaise on that. They said, mayonnaise? I said, is it mayonnaise and coleslaw? I said, all right then.
Yes.
They said, you so
right. Exactly.
They said, that is good. That mayonnaise is good. I don't want no miracle whip. I want mayonnaise.
That's right.
No miracle whip.
I like that.
I know y'all know the people like that miracle whip.
What's the difference?
Yeah, it's sour. It's tangy.
Yeah.
Like sauerkraut.
Yes.
Hang on. Stop, preacher. Sauerkraut. What's the real word?
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut.
Well, at least it wasn't cabbage patch.
Yeah.
I had a friend that she was trying to say sauerkraut, but she said cabbage patch. Give me some of that cabbage patch. I was like, huh? Yeah, she said cabbage patch. She won't thank
you.
Bless her heart.
Well, Pastor Barney, I'm not going to be with y'all tomorrow now because I have a service that I have to minister to tomorrow. But now I do have my blood tomorrow and Sunday. Yes, sir.
Okay. No, I'm saying
Sunday.
I knew you had a speaking engagement on the 5th Sunday.
No, it's tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
I thought you would have a speaking engagement on Easter Sunday.
They clarified it, and I thought it was a 5th Sunday, but they said no, Pastor. It's a 4th Sunday. It's this Sunday, the 24th. So what?
Okay.
Well, I'm glad they cleared it up.
I am too. I'm glad they
They've been like, Lord, I thought you had a word from us. They say, yeah, it's on the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah. But I do have my bloodline scripture though. You know, so
you did find it already.
I did find it already.
But Evangelist Clayton, Pastor Bonnet, wait till tomorrow. Don't tell us till tomorrow.
Yeah, I won't be with you tomorrow to get my answer, to get my
Pastor Bonnet, she's not going to be there tomorrow, so she might have to tell us tonight.
I know the answer, so now I want to get my $3 added to my $3 for last week. I got to bill up my
$3.
Y'all
got to get that $3.
You got to put the disclaimer. See, that's why you put the disclaimer there. Must be in attendance to the speed prize.
Yeah.
That's
you may be getting. Look, you may be getting phone calls from folks that listen to this a year from now.
Right.
Where is my $3?
Exactly. Where is my $3? Mm-hmm. Right. I tell you.
Man, you be sitting here to
my
phone. And you know, Queen is gonna laugh at you because she gonna love looking at you looking dumbfounded for a while. And then she'll tell you what it was.
Okay.
She'll let you off the hook after she let you marinate for a minute.
Yes, indeed.
I want to see how many words he's going to use that ain't supposed to be said over the air.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
OMG.
Tell you what. Get that cursing and get a curse jar, a swear jar, buddy.
Amen. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all good. Zephyria.
Words.
So, you gone?
Where's Amber? Where's Amber at?
In the living room. Oh, here she is.
Tell her hello. Hello to her and First Lady.
AKA Six Eyes, well, Charles Sanford, AKA Six Eyes, said, hello, Amber.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello.
What's up? What's
biggest
up?
Friend. He said, what's up? What's up? What's up?
What's up?
And he said,
what's up?
And she in that laugh. She in the laugh.
Hello, brother Charles. Get you, brother Charles. Hey, brother Charles. Get you, brother Charles.
She already told
nobody
that.
Y'all picking on First Lady Bonnie.
Say that, brother Charles. I'm going to
get you. All right.
Amen. What's up, Trumpet?
Well, I got CD ladies, if I get in trouble. They don't even the playing field inside the house, you know. It was
you
me.
About to watch Sling Blade?
It was me and Tiffer, you know, with First Lady. But now Amber here, they're even it off. And the big dog, he on the outside, so he can't help. So I get out, you know, we get. So.
Well, so you gonna pop some popcorn? Pop you some popcorn and watch Sling Blade before you go to bed.
Oh,
well,
my God.
I will pop me some popcorn because I just bought two bags, brand new bags of popcorn. Yeah. So I am satisfied they had my yellow popcorn.
Uh-huh.
This for Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
I produce what kind of chicken she wants. She want a big piece of chicken or a small piece of chicken? She want white meat or dark meat?
Let me have the white meat.
Now we hear it. All of it.
Somebody's having some chicken. Fried chicken.
Fried chicken. You know, I thank God for the gospel bird.
Amen. Amen. Give me the leg and the
Now, Pastor Bonnet, I don't know if you're a good times fan or not, but if you are a good times fan and you find yourself flipping through the channels and good times is on, if the Evans aren't eating, please don't eat in front of the Evans.
Oh, my God.
Don't eat in front of Evans. Say, don't eat in front of Evans. Why?
Well, you know, the Evans had it rough. And, you know, I try to make it a point, you know, if they're eating, I eat. But if they're not eating, I wait.
Well, listen, if you all was over here, I'll be the last one to eat because I will be the host. But since y'all not over here, y'all over there, I can't fully share as I would normally share.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't serve as I would normally serve.
Well, you can get everybody a gift certificate. Now, where's this chicken coming from?
Huh?
Where's this chicken come from?
I told y'all, it's the Wild World.
Wild World.
Okay. Wally World.
She got it out of the belly.
It's not warm enough. Get it back.
Eat the chicken with the bonnets. This is eating chicken music right here. Eating chicken with the bonnets. Hi there, I'm Pastor Bonnet, and every Saturday I eat chicken, and I get it from Wally World. That's right. Leg, thighs, breast, wing, I eat it. Eating chicken with the bonnet every Saturday on Kicking It with Six Eyes and the Crew. All righty. So, Mr. Lockley, do you like fried chicken?
Yes,
sir. I love it. I love it, too. Now, I tell you, if you mix hot sauce and ketchup together, that's good. If you never tried that, hot sauce and ketchup with some hot chicken, you never tried that?
No, I never tried that, sir.
Sir, if you try that, I'm telling you, I believe you'll love it.
I'll try it out sometime.
Okay. Yes, sir. I love it.
Sounds good to me.
Who said that it sounds good to them?
Me?
Not me. Not me, said the red man. All right. Just heads up, we got about 16 minutes left, a little bit less. I tell you what is good with some chicken potato salad.
Yes.
I love my homemade potato salad. Yeah. Yes, ma'am, I do too.
Good night, family. Love you all. Talk with y'all later.
Good night, Pastor Barnett. Good night, Lady Barnett. Good night.
Good night.
Nikhil, bring ATL in, please.
Pretty sure that I hit, unless he, I opened up his mic. What happened to
him?
Hey. Yeah, his mic is open.
Sorry, guys, man. How's everybody doing tonight? The show definitely was a hit. I can hear all the vibe on the show. It was the bomb, man. Keep doing what y'all doing, bro. That's all I can say.
All right. Well, we're glad you're safe.
Yeah, I'm just glad to be that I'm still here as a human person, still here to be able to not be as a part of that situation I was in. But it's very bad, but I'm just glad I'm alive and I'm okay. I'm blessed. That's what I say. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for giving me the opportunity to be able to be here. You know what I'm saying? Also still be on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Fortunately, where I was at, that there's three people are not here no more.
Oh, they got killed?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, condolences. Condolences from the 6 Eyes Radio Network. I don't know if Pastor Bonnet, Evangelist Clayton,
We might need a tag team prayer for this one. At his job, three people got killed. So we need prayer, please.
Most gracious Father God Almighty, we come to you, Lord. We know how this evening, God, to give you the glory, to give you the praise, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come, Father God, humble as we know how. Father God, on behalf of our dear brother, DJ ATL, Father God, and his co-workers, Father God, his company, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, you know, God, what took place, Heavenly Father, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, and like no other, God, you're able, God, to comfort them, God, in this time of a storm, God, like no other, Father God, in the name of Jesus, comfort their families, God. Lord, forgive thee, God, for they know not what they're doing, God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for meeting us right here at the appointed time, God. Lord, we ask, Lord, to wrap your loving arms around them tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Wrap your arms around your son, DJ ATL, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, massage their hearts even the most, God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, like no other, God. The families, God, of those, God, that lost their life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know the situation and you know the circumstances, Father God. And, God, we give you the glory and we give you the praise, God. As we come together, Father God, touching and agreeing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, God. To be absent from the body is to be present with you, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
and, Lord,
yes.
We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father God, like no other, Father God. The Lord is my shepherd in that we shall not want, God. But, Lord, you make us to lie down in green pasture, but you lead us beside the still water. And you restore thy soul, God. You lead thee
yes,
in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And even though, Lord, we go through some valleys in our life, God, we go through some dark valleys in our life. Lord, you are in the valley with us, God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we're going to give you the glory. We're going to give you the praise, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. But just wrap them, Father God, real close, real tight, God. Just wrap them with your loving arms, God. Just wrap them, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we're going to give you the glory. We're going to give you the praise. And, Lord, we ask, Lord, to just be with them, God, in the time of this storm, God. And, Lord, we know that you have all power in your hands. And, Lord, we give you the praise, we give you the glory in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, that we ask and that we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Yes. From the Radio Network.
God bless you, Brother DJ ATL. You know, you have our condolences. May the blessings of the Lord continue to strengthen your coworkers and those that have been affected mentally, emotionally, psychologically, physically, Lord, that he strengthen you all to endure this hardship. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. I'm not
going to obey traffic laws.
I'll make sure you got your seatbelt on, brother. Wow. You know, it just goes to show you, you know, while we check in with our mentals here on the 6 Hours Radio Network, because, you know, when God wakes you up and your eyes pop open,
mm-hmm.
you know, the rest is up to you, you know, and this is why we check in with our mental. But so many people are afraid, you know, mental illness is serious, you know. And forget what a person thinks about you because they're not you. If you're feeling
mm-hmm.
down, if you're feeling depressed, you know, get some counseling.
But you know what, Mr. Six? You
yes,
know,
ma'am.
We awaken in the morning. And sometimes we that awaken don't even say, Lord, I thank you for opening these eyes of mine. My heart is beating right on time, and I'm able to inhale and exhale. And then you
yes,
leave
ma'am.
Home. You leave home in hope that you're going to return back home. Mm-hmm. It's something mystical, tragic, horrific taking place right before your very eyes. You know, right before your very eyes, something you're not even looking for, something that you're not even expecting. But then you leave home, and then you don't make it back home in the evening to your loved one, to your family, to your children. You don't make it back home because of the horrific thing that taken place, that somebody decided to open up gunfire or whatever that it may be to take lives of innocent people. We don't know when we leave home. That's why we have to always pray about everything and thank that man above for all things. That's why we have to pray consistently before leaving home, after leaving home, all day long for his blood-stained banner of coverage. Because we don't know. We leave home where we're not promised to return back home. I'm completed.
Amen. That is so true. That is so true.
Amen. Wow.
Yeah, those people went to work. I'm sure they just knew they were going to return home.
That's crazy.
It is. And at a restaurant, I mean, what could be so bad at a restaurant? The food was bad. Take it back and get a new order. I mean, what could be so bad at a restaurant that would cause three people to get shot?
That you take live people.
Yeah, my steak wasn't done all the way. My chicken wasn't. I mean, just send it back and have it cooked again.
Yeah.
You know, it's been this is the third situation I heard about somebody getting killed at a restaurant, and two people got killed at a burger joint.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, my cousin's son, he got killed at McDonald's.
First and foremost, you know, my thing is, I knew all these individuals, and it's sad that
you went into a nightclub.
It was over, and these individuals, it was over. I don't want to get too much, but it was over something that's really little, but maybe to them that more bigger. But unfortunately, their loved ones, they will not be seeing their loved ones anymore. So, I mean, one that did the killing, he's not going to see anything else ever again. So, I try my best to try to logically these things all around in my head. And I think a lot of times, you try to say the right things. I was thinking I was saying the right things to individuals and people about life, you know. And I think, you know, it is what it is. And I don't know if I say it should say it is what it is, but, you know, the celebration is now for them in their life because they live through life. And life is not easy. I mean, but when you said the thing is that you can't even go to a restaurant, or you can't, or what Ms. Clayton said, you know, you hope to just go home. You want to go somewhere. You don't expect to lose your life. You don't expect these kind of bad things to happen. You expect that you will get an opportunity to, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just, my mind right now can't even circle around this. I don't even understand. I just know now that my challenge is well enough to understand that, you know, life is, like I always tell people, it's precious, it's very important, it's our gift. God gave us a gift, and we never know when our time is up. It's always a question I tell everybody. Nobody knows their time. Nobody knows what time they're going to go. They can estimate it, but no one ever, ever knows how and when and how we go out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we, only thing I can tell, like, stay focused on that, tell people that, you know, just need to pray up, stay with God, and just push in. I mean, I can't tell anyone right now, you know, what if they didn't come to work, this situation might have not happened. I don't know. I can't say anything. We only can live in what time and period we're in as a people. And there's so many bad things going on right now by a lot of things. You know, just the same thing as we can say that down in Russia, ISIS came back and they claimed to allegedly, and people at a concert, they didn't do anything bad in Russia, and then a whole bunch of 143 people lost their life there. So only thing I can say is that just I tell people stay on the path of blessings. Stay prayed up. Find that closet in your heart. And stay in that closet because, you know, grandmas and grandparents and the ones out there and the ones that that's the first time hearing this, have that in you. Have that in you and plant that in someone else. Plant that if you have children and plant that in them to have a closet. To have a closet so they can always be able to be protected.
You know,
just to finish it out, when I mean blessings, that means do for others as you want them to do unto you. And be nice and respectful and be able to do the duties of gift. The duties of gift is to help others and to appreciate what you have in front of you. Because you can't say anything, I don't care how bad your day, how worse your time on this earth, whatever, you can't say none of it once you go. When you're not here to wake up, and if you're not breathing right now, you're not hearing it. So the ones that just lost their life, they didn't get the chance to go back to their parents. They didn't get a chance to go back to their family. So they would have loved to have that opportunity. So now you do. And everyone out there, you do. Tell your loved one you love them out there in radio. On the 6 hours radio, tell everybody you know you love them. Appreciate your life. I don't care what you're going through, whether your life is bad, but try to have a smile and think something that you're not somewhere right now laying down without a life. Just thank the Lord. Because God has allowed you here to be witness to keep pushing good positive energy with yourself. Amen. And I pass the mic and I rest.
Amen, brother. Well, definitely, you know, we got you here at the 6 Eyes Radio Network. We love you. I love all of you. And it's going to be all right. One thing my father told me, he said, concentrate on living because death's going to take care of itself. And they say dying is easy. It's hard living. So just remember that, you know, because if we are a restaurant, we are all items on the menu. Here for a limited time only. Everybody loved those Mighty Wings. Everybody loved the McRib. Well, if you missed it and it's gone, then you got to wait till it come back around. Unfortunately, we only got one life. So we got to enjoy each other while we live because once we're gone, we're gone.
That's right.
You know, so we're all items on the menu. Here for a limited time only. We all are here for a limited time only. You're enjoying the 6 Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with 6 Eyes and the crew. With that, I'm complete.
You know, if we take an opportunity to examine self, and we take an opportunity to examine all those things that are around us in our circle that we run into on a day-to-day basis, if we just take an example, and just turn that frown that you got against somebody upside down, and turn that frown into a smile. You'll save more wrinkles in your face and you'll save more wrinkles under your eyes if you turn that frown upside down and give love, you know, smile because God has smiled on us. You know, that time that we waste in to have animosity and have anger and bitterness, amen, and greed, it's so wasteful. so wasteful that we can take that and we can turn it upside down and we can make it into something positive instead of focusing on the negativities of life. Life is so precious, and life ain't no Christmas there, but it does give us an opportunity to love one another. Amen. If we could turn that love, that hate, that bitterness into love, what a better world that we would. If we turn that. Amen. I'm completed.
Thank you. Thank you, Vendors Clayton, for those words of wisdom. And, you know, we just got to stay prayed up. Got to stay prayed up.
Our heart and our prayers go back to that job site, that restaurant. I heard DJ ATL said the restaurant. You know,
yeah.
Those lives. You know, I don't know if it was two. I think you said it was three that lost that life.
Three.
That someone took somebody else's life. I don't know why. Because of a piece of meat? Because of an order? I don't know. Because of a table? I don't know. But it was senseless. Senseless murder.
Yeah.
And now their child, their daughter, their pet, their mother, their father, their child lost their life.
Yeah.
On a JOB. On a JOB.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And it's just the third month of the year. We're just in the third month of the year.
Yes.
We ain't even got started yet. And here we go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
This is why I say, just praying for mankind, I ask the Lord to fix the ill and heal the ills of the world.
Yeah.
You know, you got children starving in Gaza. You got children starving in America. Don't have food.
Yeah.
You know, and it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, this situation going on in Jerusalem should not be going on. This is something that was biblical thousands of years ago. You know about this evangelist, Clayton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't understand why they just don't divide that land up.
Mm.
Just divide it up, and everybody will be happy.
Everybody. Because guess what? When you leave this old world, you can't take none of it with you.
No, you can't.
They
you
take
can't.
None of it. Never seen a U-Haul follow behind a hearse.
Never. Mm-mm. You got to enjoy your things while you're here, because after you're gone, people ain't going to appreciate it. They ain't going to know what to do with it. They ain't going to know the value of it. They ain't going to know what to do with it.
Exactly.
That's that thing. You know what? You guys just said the most important thing that makes everybody rich, makes everybody who thinks they got everything. You can't take none of this stuff with you when you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the knowledge of God and education. That's the education of life right there. You're only here through all the things you do and accomplishments. All those accomplishments you make here, which we don't know after life yet, because, you know, we have experiences, I don't remember it, but we can't take none of our accomplishments to the next life. If we do have a next life, we got to go back on whatever we are, we don't have that now. So whatever we do here, the importance on this earth, not saying it's not important, but the importance of the material things don't mean
nothing.
Right.
So if that's
right.
The fact, that should make people realize that your value is more to a human life being, and your value is more valuable to the people around you, your loved ones, the people who speak to you, the people who speak love. Your purse is more valuable than any of this stuff, because those are folks that are going to push you through life, not material things. So material things can't even go with you. They can't even be
right.
With you. They're not worth anything at all.
No.
You might want to say they work there. You might want to put a number on them, but the reality, they're not. Things can't say hello. Things can't make you feel humble. These things, these materials can't do none of that. They can't tell you they love you. The only thing can tell you love you is your brother and sister and the people. So you have to have that, because that's why God gave us motion. Emotion. Because that's what makes us live. We experience so many different emotions, and it's done that on purpose, because we learn to be people that way. We learn to dignify ourselves. We learn to be better at what we are, what existence we are. We're the most gifted gift, because God put a gift in us. He gave us a paintbrush. I keep saying a paintbrush, and y'all just don't know that's the uniquest thing there is. We can survive. We can create and help other things that's not even in common with us. We give them a chance to survive, too. We build birdhouses. We build things for our survival. We build things for other animals. We create because God gave us the paintbrush. So we're unique in so many ways. Like, again, I keep saying it, we're unique. But the only way we really are unique is when we bless each other and get blessings to help others. That's where the real gift is. That's where heaven is. Heaven's on that side, not on the side of the stupid material. Amen. To that. Well,
amen.
I'm a pastor, Mike, man. It's 11. I'm just glad I'm still here. I'm fortunate. I'm blessed to be here on live on the Six Eyes Radio Network, still talking here, talking to you guys. That's a blessing. I understand that, and I give thanks to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. It's not me out here, because I really feel that I still have a lot to put out, a lot. And my goal is to help many people as I can. If I can get them just to say hi, get them to say hello, that's my help, just to get them to feel that they are accepted as a person. That's my goal, to do these. And I think that's why God allows me to keep waking up, because he doesn't have me. I don't think I'm the most special thing, but I know one thing. I am doing his duty, and that's what he wants me to do, is to make sure you guys appreciated and blessed. And like I said, I don't have to have a home conversation. I don't have to give you something. I can just give you my love of happiness and say hi, hello, how are you doing? Goes very far in this life for every individual that I see that walks this earth. Amen to that.
Amen.
I'm complete.
Amen.
Here's your song, Lewis. We got to perk you up. Here's your favorite song.
Amen.
This is favorite song right here. Kicking it with Six Eyes and the Crew on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Mind around. I know you'll get time. You know I can wake up. Oh, my mind. You
Radio Network, wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcast from, Six Eyes Radio Network is there. Yeah, man, Beat Street, that's one of my favorite movies. That and The Last Dragon. Mm-hmm. And we have to say happy birthday to Chaka Khan. She turned 71 years old, so happy birthday to Chaka Khan from the 6 Hours Radio Network. And we also have to send our condolences to Sandra Crouch of the famous Crouch family. She passed away, so our thoughts and prayers goes out to her family, friends, fans at the typical time from the 6 Hours Radio Network. Rest in peace to Sandra Crouch of the fame gospel group, the Crouch family.
All right. Well, we are already over in the bonus hour. So, you know, okay. We only have so much time just in case. You want to go ahead and close out the show?
Mr. Lockley, take us home.
Say again, sir.
Take us home. We're going to get ready to close the show out. So take us home. You got the last word. Last word with Mr. Larkin.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, you come boldly before the throne of grace. You come humble in mind and humble in spirit. We come as dear little children, for such is the kingdom of heaven. We come, Lord, humble as we know how, God. In the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, Lord, for being the Almighty God. We thank you, Lord, for being a merciful God, for your mercy endure forever to all generations. We thank you, Lord, for your tender mercies are renewed every morning. We thank you, Lord, for being a stone tower when your people run to it and are saved. We thank you, Lord, for your grace is sufficient to all things. And, Lord, we bless your name. We appreciate you. We lift you up. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you in the highest, for you the Most High God. And, Lord, we thank you for 6 Eyes Radio Network in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to continue to bless the 6 Eyes Radio Network. And, Lord, continue to bless your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we enjoy the show. We thank you, Lord, for blessing the show like you did. And we ask you, Lord, to continue to bless, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well done. Well done. Amen.
Amen.
All right. And don't forget to join us tomorrow on the 6 Eyes Gospel Show, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Alrighty.
All right. Have a good night, everyone.
You all have
good
a blessed night.
And God bless you all. Good night, America.
Good night, baby Diamond Trumpet.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night, Pirelli.
Trumpet,
good night. Good night, Diamond.
Good night.
God bless. Love
y'all. Be blessed. And good night to Trumpet, Pirelli, and Diamond.
Amen.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Best wishes, Evangelist Clayton, on your event tomorrow.
Okay.